RJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, my man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Been pretty busy lately, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a busy time of year, but I'm certainly not complaining. Having a lot of fun with college football being back. Got our first high school game this Friday night, and of course the NFL starting back up finally next week.
What high school game you got?
This Friday we have Brandeis, the Brandeis Broncos. They're the number two team in the city of San Antonio, and the Johnson Jaguars, who won the district a couple years back. So it should be a pretty good game.
So is it true high school football is really much bigger in Texas than it is everywhere else?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I didn't play football in high school, and I've never played football at any level, which always kind of surprises people. But I was on the drum line, and so I was certainly a part of Friday night environments. And getting to call games, it really is a big deal, especially, I grew up in a town in South Texas. But in San Antonio, it's a big deal, and we do games at a shared stadium, and so there's tons of people every week, and there's nothing like it. It really, if you've ever seen Friday Night Lights, it really is like that, which is amazing.
All right, let's go ahead and dive into the Dallas Cowboys update stuff. What in the world? What's the word on the offer that Jerry Jones recently gave Zeke, and what's the update on this whole situation?
It's really interesting to try to figure this all out, because it makes sense for Zeke to get a lot of money if, you believe he's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and I think everybody does believe that. But, the Cowboys are obviously in a very unique position. So in terms of what Jerry's offered, I think the answer is what has Steven offered. Steven's been a guy, and, so much has been discussed about the market, and Steven has said multiple times that they don't believe that Todd Gurley set the market, because Todd Gurley signed an extension with the Los Angeles Rams. They believe that Le'Veon Bell is the person who truly set the market, because he's the only running back that hit the open market. And so, we've heard different things about how they're willing to offer more than Le'Veon Bell, but not quite as much as Todd Gurley. And so I think that Steven is of the mindset, and these are my words certainly, that it makes sense to pay him more than what Le'Veon Bell got, but that the Rams did something crazy, and that's not necessarily a reason why anybody else should do something like that.
What's the number that Zeke is looking for, in your opinion? And Once you find that number that Zeke's looking for, you look back and forth between Steven and Jerry, then back to Zeke. What's the number that makes both sides say yes?
Well, obviously the guaranteed money is a whole different thing. I think Zeke's probably looking for something like $50 million guaranteed. That part of it is a way different conversation, certainly. In terms of annual average value, I think Zeke probably wants $15 million. No running back has touched that yet. And honestly, personally, I don't mind that. If the guarantee is low, if you're guaranteeing Zeke somewhere between 45 and 48, $50 million per in terms of his contract, I don't think that that's a loss for the Cowboys. But if that's truly the number, $15 million per year, if the hang-up is the guarantee, then, the Cowboys have a very specific, number they want to stick to, whatever that is, given their contractual situation with a bunch of other players. But that's why I think, what Jerry said today was very interesting. How he talked about how they want Zeke fresh for the playoffs and whatnot. I've said this a couple times, already over the last couple weeks. You look at those first three games for the Cowboys, New York Giants, Washington Redskins, Miami Dolphins. I don't want to speak for you, but I think we both think the Cowboys can win all three of those games with or without Zeke. And that would really shift the narrative. If the Cowboys managed to start off 3-0, if he were still holding out, that would put a lot of pressure on Zeke to show up finally.
No, I definitely agree that could happen. Especially with Tony Pollard in the backfield, who's looking pretty well. But we talk about those three games. They could go 3-0 without Zeke or with Zeke, which with Zeke would be great, obviously. But do you see a deal getting done by week one? We're 11 days away from that Sunday game.
I said that I thought something would get done kind of at various checkpoints. I really thought that something would be done before any holdout potentially happened. Then I thought, okay, let's get done before the first preseason game. Then I thought, okay, it'll get done before they leave Oxnard. And, it'll get done as soon as they're back in Dallas. And then there was all the stuff about him flying back briefly. It's a very weird thing. For whatever reason, it feels like something's going to get done, even though there's no concrete proof to suggest that it will. And maybe it's just kind of willful optimism, but I think that something gets done. Although if it doesn't, I still think this is a really good team that at the very least can go 3-0.
Well, you saw what Gil Brandt said today. Well, I'm not going to speak. Did you see what Gil Brandt said today?
I did see what Mr. Brandt said. If somebody like that is saying something like that, that holds a lot of weight in my book.
Yeah. What are Cowboys fans watching for in Thursday's final preseason game?
You know, I mean, obviously nobody of real consequence is going to play against the Bucks, but I think you're watching for specific things. I think you're watching to see if Mike White, you know, maintains anything. Maybe you can keep him on the practice squad and hope that he gets better over time. I think, you know, you're watching Donovan Wilson. Can he continue to keep this up? If, you know, you're watching whether or not Taco Charlton plays, because if Taco doesn't play, I think it certainly proves that he's got a spot on this 53-man roster. And if he does play, that's a very curious thing for the Cowboys.